It's always good that you want to find out how your ex is doing. You don't want the ex to do well, but that doesn't mean you're not paying attention. I give you Tom Brady, now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Team playing extremely well. Got a big game this Sunday against the Saints. Checking in on the ex, known as New England Patriots. Not doing so well. They played the New York Jets on Monday Night Football at 8:15 Eastern Time. I'm not going to say that Tom Brady feels sorry for his team, but...
Well, I have a lot of relationships with a lot of teammates, so... You know, I wish everybody the best all the time. I don't ever wish, for anyone to not perform at their best and so forth. I certainly wish our team to play the best. Maybe the only team I don't root for is the team we're playing on that particular Sunday. So other than that, you know, it is about us being the best we could be. It's working hard every day to put ourselves in a great position to be successful.
He won't say it out loud, but my gut tells me not with the players and guys that he's played with, but the guy he used to play for in Bill Belichick. He's loving every minute of this because you always want your ex to believe they are not better off without you.
To your point, and I'm glad you clarified, right, and made the distinction between the players, because that guy's been out there and bleeding and sweating, with a lot of the guys that are 2-5 right now, right, for New England. But to your point, when it comes to Bill Belichick, it goes back to the story, and I've told you this a million times, Freddie, and I'll say it again for a new audience. Mike Vrabel is a dear friend of ours and now head coach of the Tennessee Titans. But when he was a player in New England, he once told us this story, and this is like 15 years ago.
Right.
They've won 3 Super Bowls. He's a captain on the team. They're all in there, in the film room, just busting each other up, whatever, right? It's like an amphitheater, and – all of a sudden, when Big Bill walked in from the back row to the front row as he's walking in, it's, you somebody, whatever. Oh, whatever, man. You're picking noses and whatever, wiping boogers on each other. And then as Bill walked in, It got quiet from the back row and a hush came over the room. He comes to the podium, and the first play in film review was always of a star player. And a lot of times it was Tom Brady. And for 20 years, 6 Super Bowls, however many division titles, right? At some point, you have to look at him and go, dude, I understand I went 25 of 28, right? But is that one incompletion the first thing you have to show on the damn monitor? And here in film review, I get it, right? I understand. But after the previous 19 years, coming into year 20, can we move on? Can we start somewhere else?
Yeah, bother somebody else, right? Not
because
me.
Yeah, because that was Belichick's whole thing. No, there is nobody else above anybody else on that team, and I get that, I do. But after 20 years, to your point, right, and that story that Vrabel once told us. Man, at some point, it's got to be, damn. Okay.
Enough already, right?
What more do you want me to do, Freddie?
Yeah.